council considered three ordinances that dealt with street projects that the village of Minster has recently completed. And one of those was the State Route 119 sidewalk project. The second one was the West 7th Street reconstruction project. And the third one was East 7th Street and North Paris Street improvement project. These were all street projects the village did in 2024. And we are now assessing the property owners for their portion of the cost for those streets. And we had to be able to do that, we had to go to Minster Bank and take out a note on each one of those projects. And council awarded the contract note to Minster Bank at 4.03%. So all of those homeowners will have to pay for those assessments plus 4.3% of interest. Council also passed an ordinance, or gave first reading of an ordinance, regarding the discharge of fireworks within the village of Minster. It is now illegal to set off fireworks inside the village of Minster if you do not follow the rules and regulations that are established by the State of Ohio's Revised Code, the Ohio Administrative Code, and the Ohio Fire Code. And if you are violating any of those codes, then the village police department can cite you into mayor's court for violation of the fireworks ordinance. Council also gave the first reading of an ordinance that provides for registration of vacant buildings within the community. We have a few vacant buildings in the community, and council wants to be able to deal with those in terms of making sure that they comply with our building standards and they don't fall into disrepair. So council went ahead and gave the first reading of an ordinance that requires the registration of those vacant buildings with the village. And there's a fee that the property owner will have to pay to the village to leave that vacant building go for an extended period of time. Council also passed an ordinance discussing the dangerous buildings within the village of Minster. This is a similar ordinance that council went ahead and gave the first reading for, and defines what is a dangerous building in terms of a building that would constitute fire hazard or create a safety hazard or does not have plumbing or water services. So council went ahead and gave the first reading to that. And what that entails is if a building is declared dangerous, then the property owner has 90 days to either repair or raise that building. If not, the village can go in there and take care of that building as well. Council also gave a first reading of an ordinance awarding a contract for a 20 MVA substation transformer. This is for our southeast substation to replace a substation transformer at that substation. And the low bid for that was Delta Star. And they bid $2,135,384 for that transformer. So that transformer will be delivered in about 3 years to the village, and then we can have it installed in our substation. Council also hired about 10 employees for the Parks Department. These are mowers and summer help that we hire on an annual basis for the Parks Department. And they also accepted the income tax report from the City of St. Mary's for March. We received $363,693 in income tax dollars for the month of March, bringing us to a total of $1,073,753.